Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Ford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Whitey Ford. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Berra and he is out, McDougald applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ford, and towards Hunter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford spins and fires to second and has Groth trapped. There's the throw to Carey, who tags Groth for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing right field. Bob Niemann now playing left field. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra takes first base on ball 4. Mantle moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. That is a stolen base for Mantle. There goes Berra. The throw and he's out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Mantle scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. one out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed McGee pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berra takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berra moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the The Yankees won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Noren now playing left field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noren throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Minoso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.